This is Mark Steiner. Today is July the 22nd. Welcome to this day in history.
My family background, we have three different races, ethnics, and so I have no call to be bigoted about anybody. Therefore, it has released me of being bonded to anybody. I'm not necessarily bonded to being black. I don't have to act out being black. I try to act out being who I feel I am. I don't have to act white. I know too little about the Native American, although I became a member of the Cherokee Honor Society, and I'm proud of that. I'm proud of all my bloods.
That was the voice of James Earl Jones, who received the National Medal of Arts today in 1992 from President George H.W. Bush for his outstanding contributions to the cultural life of the United States. He grew up in rural Mississippi and moved north with his family at the age of 8 to Michigan. The trauma of leaving Mississippi left him with a speech impediment, a stutter. He refused to speak. It was not until he wrote a poem that impressed a school teacher in Michigan that he was encouraged to speak aloud, and that made the voice that made him famous. He acted in The Great White Hope, played the voice of Mustafa in The Lion King, and Darth Vader in the Star Wars films. This is the feast day of Mary Magdalene, celebrated by the Catholic, Anglican, and Lutheran faiths. Mary Magdalene is mentioned throughout the canonical text of the New Testament as Jesus' confidant and heroine of the faith, there at his crucifixion and resurrection. The more recently discovered Gnostic Gospels, particularly the Gospel of Mary, depict her differently, exalting Mary as the apostle of the apostles and Jesus' leading disciple, challenging long-held views of women in the early church. From Paris to Rouen, they sped at 10 to 12 miles an hour for 6 hours over winding, bumpy roads. The first ever automobile race to take place took place today in 1894. Even though just speeding through at 12 miles an hour, the Comte Jules Albert de Dion crossed the finish line first, but his steam-powered car was disqualified, and the first gas-powered car, the first Peugeot, driven by Albert Lemaitre, won the day. And with a dashing patch over his left eye, American pioneering aviator Wiley Post completed the first around-the-world solo flight today in 1933. It took him 18 and a half hours. In 1948, amidst the war between the Jewish settlers and the British in Palestine, the right-wing Jewish underground group Irgun blew up the King David Hotel in Jerusalem. 91 people were killed, mostly civilians, and among them 19 Jews. Some, like Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, see it as an act of liberation. Others see it as an act of terrorism, taking the lives of innocent civilians. One of the leaders of this attack, Menachem Begin, later became Prime Minister of Israel. And related on this day, in 1987, a Palestinian cartoonist, Naji Salim al-Ali, was shot and killed in London outside the Kuwaiti newspaper of Al-Kabah. Naji Salim was a Palestinian refugee, once detained by the Israelis, popular with the masses of Arabs. His cartoons attacked not only the Israeli occupation, but Yasser Arafat, Palestinian leadership, and the autocratic Arab states. His cartoon character, Handala, became a symbol of resistance and freedom for many in the Arab and African world. The man arrested for his killing was a double agent, working for the Israeli Mossad and the Palestinian Authority. And it's the birthday of Emma Lazarus. Her sonnet, The New Colossus, written in 1883, has become not only one of the most famous poems of the world, but a beacon for democracy, liberty, and freedom. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. That is on the bronze plaque that sits on the base of the Statue of Liberty. And it's the birthday of Quincy Thomas Troop, Jr., the son of Negro League star catcher Quincy Troop. A star athlete at Grambling, Troop joined the army and met the French philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre when he was stationed in France, who told him after reading his writing that he should become a poet. Troop went to California, helped found the Watts Writers' Workshop, creating the Black Arts Movement along with the likes of Amiri Baraka and Nikki Giovanni. The Writers' Workshop was burned to the ground, a victim of the FBI's COINTELPRO program. But Troop went on to become friends with James Baldwin and many others, on whom he wrote a poem. He wrote the seminal biography of Miles Davis and the book The Pursuit of Happiness that became a film starring Will Smith, and he remains one of our leading poets and writers. And speaking of writers, we lost last night the man who brought us Ragtime and more, the great E.L. Doctorow, passed away at the age of 87. And here's a song for you, July the 22nd. Today is the birthday of the great George Clinton. born today in Kannapolis, North Carolina in 1941. So we listen to We Want the Funk by George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic to celebrate his birthday. To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back with Ta-Nehisi Coates. Stay with us.